Now it's time to enhance your body's ability just as God has given us many systems to confront the world with, eyes and ears and taste and smell and touch, so we can protect ourselves physically from anything threatening us from the outside world. God has also given us a healing system, our immune system, to keep us immune from dangers or threats internally. But we need to enhance it, to give it live and love messages so that it does for us what it was meant to do. If you ever doubt or question your ability to heal, or wonder about your healing capacities and capabilities, think what a wonderful message your body gives you every time you cut or bruise yourself. But we need to enhance it, to give it live and love messages so that it does for us what it was meant to do. If you ever doubt or question your ability to heal, or wonder about your healing capacities and capabilities, think what a wonderful message your body gives you every time you cut or bruise yourself. As a surgeon, I learned that we are capable of self-induced healing, and that the body has within it a wonderful healing system. And it knows what to do. When you cut or bruise yourself, you may cover it with a bandage, and a week later look, and the cut or bruise is gone. Who healed? Who knew how to do this? You did. You have that strength and resource inside you, that wonderful intelligence and knowledge that knows what to do. And so let's enhance that system by giving it live and love and joy messages. All of your feelings are chemical. They convert to messages that go throughout your body. So let us enter our bodies, our temples, our castles, and spread the word so that the system is enhanced and healing can begin. Your body knows what to do. But there are some emotions and behaviors that give your body the wrong message if you're interested in survival. And some emotions that let it know you want to fight for your life, you want to heal. That you love what lies ahead. So create a safe, comfortable place for yourself. You don't have to move to take a trip. Let your eyes close gently. Let my voice guide you and direct you through this healing interval, a time of images, visions, and dreams. The language of the mind and body, the language of our Creator. This is not a time for guilt or fear. You cannot do this wrong. Taking the time for yourself is an important message. And the mind and body will know that you are interested in living and healing yourself and your life. So take a moment now to gently close your eyes if you haven't. And let my voice go with you as you begin your journey. It's time to learn something. And I'd like to take you to a special classroom in a special school. We're going to have an anatomy lesson. And in this special room, you will become small enough to enter your own body and go through your body, walk the corridors, enter the control rooms, open every cell and explore it, examine and listen to the organs. How do they feel? What are their functions? Know yourself, inside and out. Take a minute now to really explore and see what the settings are on the valves and switches, because things may need to be changed so that your function and your ability to resist is enhanced. You might begin to think of your body as a wonderful building. Yes, a lot of things went into building it. There are two wings, one like a temple, the other like a castle. And they work together. One to find peace of mind and acceptance and serenity and the spirit, and the other when it is appropriate to fight, and the courage and the strength and the power, you know where to look. But just as you explored your body, maybe it's time to go through the temple and the castle and to see what they are like. Are there parts that need to be repaired? In the great hall and living room, are there things that need to be restored, replaced, or eliminated so that your living room is what you want it to be? There may be things that need to be disposed of. Sometimes there is some garbage left over from past events that needs to be disposed of or vacuumed up. And if things don't look neat and orderly, then straighten them out, clean up, put them in order. It's your temple, your castle. Make them the way you want them to be. You are the reigning monarch in your castle. Why not have it the way you want it? And then I want you to have a meeting of the staff, all of the people who work in your castle and temple. To look at them. All these members of your immune system who keep things in order. The white cells. The spleen. The thymus, the circulatory system, your liver. Have all the cells come forward. And if there are any of them behaving in a self-destructive way, attacking you or not supporting you, fire them. Eliminate them. Out the door. And when the delinquents are gone and the family is unified, have the family and the staff have a party. I want you to go through your body, spreading joy and love and light. Open every cell to joy and love and light. Go to the control rooms and turn up the joy and the love. And let it spread throughout your body. And let the organs play with a sound that is greater than any symphony you've ever heard. And let that beauty just vibrate through your body. And then, when the party is over, and everyone has this new energy and joy and will to live, let them move through the body, entering the circulatory system and moving throughout the body, eliminating any disease, any destructive thought, and cleansing and healing. One does not need to be a killer to become well. Do what is comfortable for you to eliminate your disease. And know yourself so that the healing process takes place without hurting yourself. Only the disease is eliminated. and your body gets stronger and healthier. And as the joy message spreads throughout your body, you'll find increased production of immune system cells and enhanced function of the whole immune healing system. And the system knows how to work. But if you'd like, by loving certain areas of your body, you may enhance the function and focus the effort on certain areas and direct your circulation so that you create an environment that allows the system to work to its best advantage. And you may work in conjunction with treatment, because your circulation can carry the treatment to the disease so that it does not injure any part of you or your immune system. And when you are not receiving treatment, you may starve your disease and feed your system by turning off the blood to the disease and sending more nourishment and love and warmth to your body and immune system. And in times of difficulty, I want you to know, as in every castle, there is a room filled with treasure, resources that are available to you. When your account gets low, and find that room. You have the master key to open the treasure room and to see what resources are there to help you so that your spirit remains strong and your body keeps its power. And when you combine the staff of the temple and your knights that guard the castle, you will be amazed at the number of resources that exist in your treasure room. Look through the books, the boxes, the chests, and realize what strength lies within you. And when you are ready, close the door to the treasure room and move through your body, filling every cell with light and love. And when you come to an area of disease in the mind or body, clean it up, eliminate it, and see the body becoming brightly lit and healed with no defects, no dark places. I move through your body, loving, lighting, spreading joy to all of the organs, your marrow, your thymus, your spleen. Let them participate in the joy. And when your body is filled with this joy, the live message will spread throughout. The news will be carried by the healing immune system. And when the news is spread through you, and you feel vibrant, and aware, and alive, and the mind and body and spirit are united and reside within you and are determined, then allow this new you to come back. Back to my voice. The music, your own breathing, and let each breath bring in life and peace and alertness. And after my voice and the music stop, allow yourself to come back to the room, awake, alert, and at peace when you are ready.